Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is the meaning of the word castrillo in Old Spanish? There's a small village in Castile, about 150 miles to the northeast of Madrid, which was founded in 1035 when Jews fleeing from a pogrom in a nearby town settled there. The village was originally named Castrillo Mota Judios, which means settlement of the Hill of the Jews, and kept that name until centuries later it was changed to Castrillo Mata Judios, which means Jew killers, because of religious persecution in Spain. A recent campaign initiated by the town's mayor, Lorenzo Rodriguez, led to a referendum to change the name back to its original one, and the sign at the entrance to the village was formally changed in a ceremony held last month. We spoke with Miguel de Lucas, the director of Centro Sefarad Israel, about the history of the name change and the official ceremony. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. I would like to ask you about Castrillo, and I'm only calling it Castrillo because the name has changed. Could you tell us first a little bit about where the town is and how big it is, and then a little bit about its history?
Well, Castrillo is a small town in the heart of Old Castile in the province of Burgos, northeastern Spain. It's a very small town, 65 people living there. It's a very, very small town. And well, they took a decision, which is to change their name, and I think it's very good news. And they made the first step, and then we went there, and we spoke with the mayor and said, anything you need, we're going to help you.
So, first, what was the original name hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and how did it change?
So Castrillo means like a place, a settlement. That's the original Castilian name. And it's an old settlement of Jews. Originally, there were Jews coming from a near town, and they moved there. So that's the name Castrillo. Then it was Castrillo of the Jews. But somebody in perhaps 15th century changed the name and called it Mata Judios, which is killing Jews, which was not historically the name. That was a mistake. So that's the origin of the mistake, and then came the solution, obviously. The solution was to change the name.
So for 500 years, it was called Castrillo Jew Killers, more or less.
Yeah.
So what made them decide to change the name all of a sudden, and who took the decision?
It was the mayor himself. He's a great man. He's a very humble man. I mean, he's a truck driver, you know. He doesn't have a salary for being a mayor of the town. And he and his team decided that they had to change that name because it was a shame to have such a name. So they changed it to Castrillo Mota de Judios. Mota means hill. And that's the origin of the place, because there is a hill very near the town where there was an old juderia. So that's absolutely according to the history of the town.
Do they know anything about the Jews who lived there hundreds and hundreds of years ago, or it was just kind of remembered by the name of the town?
Historians know about the Jews, but they themselves, I mean, the people in the countryside, I mean, they don't have studied, they didn't go to the universities, they don't know about that. So it's only the thing that they decided that it was not a good name for them.
So tell us about how they went about changing it, how they decided to change it, and the ceremony itself, who attended the ceremony, when it was.
It was a decision of the mayor and supported by the city hall, the council of the city hall. And then, I mean, they called for a referendum. And that referendum took place in May 2014. And by a landslide majority, that is to say something like 85% of the voters, I mean, they decided to change the name. After that, it took a period of more than a year of administrative process, because it had to go to the province, which is the authority who has to give a criteria about that. It went through the Royal Academy of History as well, to show that there was a real historical origin of the new name. And finally, after 1 year more or less of administrative process, the decision was taken. And then we had a beautiful ceremony that was, I think it was 20th October, and we went there with the mayor, with all the local authorities, and with the president of the Spanish Federation of Jewish Communities, which was a very important thing as well.
If 85% voted for it, it means 15% voted against it, so there was some kind of opposition to changing the name back. Do you have any idea why?
If the 85% was yes, the other was no, or illegal vote, irregular voting, so there was nothing especially organized against that. Somebody said, even there were some people there, historians, local historians, that said you cannot change history. But if you are creative, you can change history, and you can do it in a better way if you do it through a democratic way, which I think is a beautiful way to change a name that really was a shame. So it was not an organized opposition to the change of the name.
Well, actually, you were changing history back. I mean, history was changed. So can you tell us about the ceremony itself? What happened? Did the people from the town go?
Yeah, I mean, the whole town was there. I mean, local authorities, military, civil, and all the local authorities of Burgos and Castilla León, which is the region of Spain where Castillo is. And then we're a small group from Madrid that we were there. As I mentioned, Isaac Group, the president of the Federación de Comunidades Judías de España. And we went there, we went to the road, and we removed the sign. And then we changed it, and we put a new one. We removed Castillo, Mata Judíos, and then we place Castillo, Mota de Judíos. And then we went up to the hill, and there was a beautiful ceremony there. We sang a beautiful Sephardian song there, and it was spread a Kaddish, and it was a beautiful ceremony, very, very emotional ceremony.
How was it covered in the press?
Castillo is really known outside of Spain. I mean, if you go to Israel or you go to the United States, and many people are aware of this phenomenon. And then what we organized from Centro Sephardi Israel is a bus coming from Madrid, with many journalists, national media and international media, and they were there. They went there with us. And it was a wide covering of the news, I think.
In the Spanish press as well?
In Spanish press and international press, both.
Is there anything else you can tell us about this?
Well, for me, the main issue is the mayor himself. I mean, he's a fantastic man. He's incredible. As you mentioned, does he know about Jews? Did he ever met a Jew before? The answer is no. He's a very humble man. He's driving a truck there. But inside himself, he knows that he's descendant of the Jews that remained there after the expulsion. And he realized that he had to do something to change that name. So my honor to that man. That's the main message.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.